As we come into our practice, there may be a lot going on for us. There may be all kinds of thoughts and emotions, sounds in the background, lots of different experiences in the body as well. And that's just systematically, in a kind, supportive way, take a few moments for this, beginning by checking in with whatever thoughts are here, just as they are. We hold the thoughts in awareness without getting caught up in them, just letting them move through. So ground through the body to help yourself with this. Sitting in an alert and dignified way. With kindness and compassion, we let all the concerns, from the to-do list to the health concerns, the bigger issues, we just let them all be known and felt briefly. Ah, yes, this too, this too. We open to the various emotions that are showing. There may be a predominant mood. And around that, there may be specific feelings that come and go. We can begin to notice too if any of the various thoughts and emotions are connected to body sensations. And just gently, briefly scan through the body, opening with friendly interest to what's here. And again, taking a bit of time to make some little adjustments to the posture so that you feel nice and stable and grounded. And yet a sense too of an uplift through the torso and open-heartedness. Allowing for some nice full breaths, feeling that breath throughout the whole body, and feeling the nice refreshment as we breathe out, and there's a chance for a little letting go through the body. A little ease, a little relaxation, a little calm. And as it feels natural for you, just letting that full breath gently subside into just its regular breathing. And yet continuing to keep the awareness nice and broad and spacious. Feeling breath and body together. Still connected with all those different sensations we've been noticing, feeling their changing nature as we open and allow things to be just as they are. With friendliness, with kindness. Ah, it's like this right now. Ah, yes, of course. So often we come to meditation with a wish for ease, relaxation, refreshment. And yet the body is full of nuts and bolts. The mind is bouncing all over. The heart is troubled. And the best we can do that with that is to just open to it. Just like we would to a troubled child. So feeling breath and body all together, hand to the heart or elsewhere at any point, as we embrace ourselves just as we are, moment to moment to moment. Sometimes we're resting in awareness with that full sense of breath and body together. And other times we're letting our awareness zoom in to some place in the body, that's catching our attention, possibly breathing in and out with it, breathing with it, exploring it for a wee while, noticing how it may be changing, how it is changing, as are all things. And then when it's no longer holding our attention, we come back, feeling breath and body together. Troubling, persistent sounds, thoughts, and emotions. We can bring our awareness into them too, but to be very careful with them by mainly feeling them as they are known through the body. So most thoughts and emotions disappear before we can even do that, but some are recurrent, persistent, coupled with a strong mood. And those we can feel through the body with kindness and care and interest. Oh, what is this? What is this, dear heart? When we give ourselves lots of space with this breath and body as a whole, there's a chance for the troubled waters to settle. And we can appreciate that. Without forcing, it happens. And we might care to continue to practice in this spacious awareness, or if we're feeling a bit of settling, we may notice that the awareness is coming in a little more focused way, maybe just feeling the breath itself in one spot, but nothing to force. Let it be a natural approach to the breathing. Letting it be okay, however we are. It's just like this, of course, of course. Anything that has really been sitting with you, coming back many times from thought, emotion, sensations, it's really troubling, challenging. Giving yourself a little kindness and care with some loving kindness or compassion phrases, some soothing touch. Embracing ourselves just as we are. What kind of soothing touch do you need? Is it strong supportive posture? Is it hand to the heart, belly, elsewhere? What kind of words of comfort do you need to hear? Can you give them to yourself? Or imagine a benevolent being giving them to you? And noticing if this time in practice together has been a help to you, where you might feel it in your body, in your heart, in your mind. Creating possibly a greater sense of presence with ourselves and one another, we can take forward into our day.